So League One action tonight. Bradford City taking on top of the table Burton Albion. Last time the two sides met, Burton got the 3-1 victory. Let's get somebody on, though, who sees Burton on a regular basis. He's become quite a regular on the show as well. Time to say hello to Ashley Wilkinson from the Burton Mail. Ash, welcome back.
Andy, thanks for having me on again. Good to talk to you.
So tonight, it's at Valley Parade, and both sides coming into the game with a draw. And somewhat surprisingly, Burton held to that draw by Crewe on Saturday.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was a bit of a difficult one. Obviously, going to Crewe, it's always going to be difficult when they're sort of fighting for their lives at the wrong end of the table. And they started slowly, the Brewers. They went behind after 15 minutes, Marcus Haber turning in a deflected cross. But they slowly started asserting their dominance, as you know, expect of a side currently top of the league. Lucas Akins with a neat sort of finish after 35 minutes. And from there, the Brewers dominated, but they just couldn't find a way through. And it was a bit frustrating. But, the Tuesday prior, they'd beaten Sheffield United 1-0 at Bramall Lane, and then obviously tonight they head to Valley Parade. So three away games in a week, 4 points from them so far. It's not been a terrible week so far for the Brewers.
You mentioned the games last Tuesday night. Did it make many ripples between or with the Burton fans, the fact that Bradford actually lost to Colchester?
I think in terms of the Sheffield United win, you know, much of the focus was on Nigel Clough obviously returning to Bramall Lane. For the first time since he left the club in the summer, and I think he wouldn't say it publicly, but I imagine that would have been a nice moment for him. Certainly his coaching staff, you know, they celebrated that win quite nicely. And, you know, in terms of Bradford, yeah, the result was certainly noticed, and, it was certainly a disappointing one from Bradford's point of view, but I don't think they'll approach Bradford certainly with any less preparation. You know, I mean, when Bradford came to the Pirelli, it was a 3-1 win for the Brewers, but Nigel Clough said afterwards that was never a 3-1 game. You know, Bradford caused a lot of problems, particularly from set pieces, and I think they'll be very, very wary of the threats that Bradford possessed tonight.
Now, Ash, Burton have played 34 games, top of the league, 68 points. Are Burton fans actually now dreaming of the Championship next season? And not just the Championship, but the fact that in the Premier League, Aston Villa look as though a miracle would be required for them to avoid relegation. You look at what's happening at Newcastle, it's potential that they could come down. So if Burton stay where they are, if Burton win the league and get promoted, the possibility of playing at St James's Park, at Villa Park, is that something that Burton fans have started to actually contemplate?
I think they're certainly dreaming. Earlier on in the season when they were up there, I think there was perhaps an underthought that maybe, you know, the starts fall away at some stage. Certainly, I know a lot of the opposition in League One expected Albion to be falling away at some stage, that they couldn't sustain it. But, you know, a lot of people thought that last year when they got promotion from League Two. And I think what a lot of people have seen is this is it's a club who aren't quite the size of your Bradfords and Sheffield Uniteds coming up into League One and absolutely taking it to the sort of the established order, if you like. And a lot of people thinking, well, it can't last for them. But it has done. And in terms of the fans, yeah, they're certainly dreaming. They're having a look at those Aston Villa results with great interest. There's still 33 points to play for once full-time goes tonight at Valley Parade. And there's a long way to go. That's certainly what Nigel Clough is saying. But at the moment, the 9 points clear of third. You know, so they're not particularly looking at a playoff finish. They're looking to maintain their position in the top two. And it'll be very tough. But, I think there's an inkling that the Brewers fans are just starting to dream a little bit, especially, as you say, with Villa and Newcastle where they are at the moment. I mean, could you imagine that? You know, Aston Villa and Newcastle United fans coming to the Pirelli and then Brewers heading to St James's Park and Villa Park, it would be incredible, wouldn't it?
And the thing as well, for those who don't keep an eye necessarily on Burton and where they've come from, very recently Burton weren't even in the Football League.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just been a meteoric rise. I mean, the club isn't that old. Established in the 50s, I believe, in the Birmingham Senior Leagues. And since then, they've just risen up. You know, they've risen from the Northern and Southern Premier Leagues into the Conference. Nigel Clough got them that promotion in 2001 and 2. Then Clough obviously set them up for promotion to League two in 2009 before he left for Derby. They were able to finish the job. And then obviously last season, League Two to League One, it's been, you know, steady progress, I think you'd call it. But, you know, it's been constant sort of promotions ever since. And the chairman this season, Ben Robinson, has said, I don't think they'll ever have a better chance of making the championship. And certainly that's their ambition this season. And for Burton Albion and where they've come from, you know, it will be an absolutely incredible story.
For Bradford fans tonight, then we've heard before about the Burton squad here on Radio Yorkshire. We know one of the key men from the early parts of the season went to QPR, followed Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank there at the end of the January transfer window. A name familiar to Huddersfield fans, Lucas Akins, scored the goal for Burton on Saturday against Crewe. Who would you say though is the person tonight, kind of the in-form person for Burton that Bradford are going to have to try and keep quiet later?
Well, in terms of in-form, I think you're probably looking at Lucas. He scored twice in the last week now. He scored both of the goals that Burton have scored in those two away games so far. You know, he's just coming into his own a little bit. He can be a bit inconsistent at times, Lucas. You know, he's never short of effort, but sometimes, you know, when he gets on the ball and tries to make things work on that right or left-hand side, it doesn't quite come off for him. But, you know, he's scoring goals. He's Albion's joint top scorer now with 7 for the season alongside Stuart Bevan, who'll be another danger man in the lone striker role. He'll run for days, will Stuart. You know, he'll chase down every ball, he'll make sure to press the fullbacks and the centre halves, and Lucas will do the same. But yeah, if I had to pick a danger man or an inform man, I'd probably say Lucas Akins at the moment, purely for the fact that he's scoring the goals that are picking up Albion points.
But then again, based on what you've just said there, Lucas Akins, 7 goals, the fact that Burton are top of the league and the 7 goals is the peak, just goes to show how spread around the team everything really is.
Yeah, that was the same last season as well. I mean, I think Lucas was top scorer last season with 10, you know, in total. I mean, it's the second year in a row Burton Albion have sold their top scorer in the January transfer window. You know, Nasser Al-Khayati had 8, but obviously, as you say, he's now gone to QPR to join Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, and last season Alex McDonald, I think he was on about the same. He went to join Oxford United, who are obviously doing very well at the moment in League Two as well. So, yeah, in terms of, I mean, what you normally expect your lone striker, your lead striker to get the goals for you, don't you? But Stuart Bevan's about much more than scoring. He creates, he holds the ball up. He's very unselfish when the ball's in the box. If he sees someone in a better position, he'll lay it off to them rather than take a shot himself. But you can guarantee he'll be involved in just about every goal Burton Albion score this season, even if he doesn't score them himself directly.
And Ash, it's time for your favourite part of all the phone calls you have with us here on Radio Yorkshire. What do you think will happen tonight? How do you predict it going?
it's every time. It's going to be a very, very tough night for the Brewers. I can anticipate that. But I think, listen, the Albion enjoy, they relish playing in front of the big crowds and the big atmospheres, and they don't come much bigger and better in that sort of regard than Bradford away. You know, they're a big club with a big stadium, big fan base behind them, doing very well in the league this season. If you had to push me, I'd say Brewers 2-1, but I think it's going to be an extremely, extremely tight game tonight.